You're listening to Talking Things Over with Bob Harlan on AM 1600 and FM 95.5, KUBA.
And good morning on this windy morning. And I sure like the sun better than the fog. We were talking about the fog yesterday being so dark and dank and miserable and moist. And today we've got bright sunny skies and miserable wind. Better than the fog we have down the valley. This morning on Talking Things Over, very pleased to have with us Ruth Schwartz, and her company is High Performance Advocates, and we're going to talk about some interesting things today that will be of interest to all people in business, no matter what level of the business you're at, whether you're an employee, a manager, or actually the business owner. And Ruth has some fantastic advice for people, especially in this economy, because we all know that business has to go on and profits have to be made. And Ruth has some excellent observations, excellent tips, and we'll tell you about all these things in the coming hour. Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Well, you run a very valuable business, I think probably even more valuable now than when you first started it a few years ago.
That's probably true. Although, when things are going well, everybody's in growth mode, and then when things take a turn, we hunker down and look for other types of solutions. So, for me, they're both very interesting periods of time.
Well, tell us a little bit about your business and how you got into it.
Well, I've got to go back and tell you the whole story then, although I'll try and make that part quick. I come out of 25 years in the music industry. I started with a publishing company, an international music magazine, a syndicated radio program, mail order service, that type of thing. And then I borrowed $1,000 back in 1983 from my partner and started a wholesale distribution company, which grew to about a 10-mil company. And that taught me a lot of things about business. I learned that all on my feet, like so many entrepreneurs. And it was about 20 years into building that business that I hit the wall, the entrepreneurial wall. Mm-hmm. And that wall is one that a lot of people describe, and that is, I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to think anymore. I don't know that I can be nice to anybody anymore. And I'm going to just have to run away from this as quickly as I can.
Well, certainly that industry changed a lot. You were in a very evolutionary and perhaps revolutionary period.
Exactly. I had been through four format changes at that point. I was embroiled in what do we do about digital downloads, and the industry was behaving very backward and not thinking innovatively. And in my mind, which it's now losing, I think, at a rate of about 40% a year, it was losing 20% a year at the time that I left the industry. It was not thinking innovatively. I was a very small fish in that pond, and I was extremely frustrated. But a lot of my frustrations are very common to all business owners. You know, how do I innovate? How do I move forward? At that point, I knew that the internet was probably going to be a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. And I turned everything into digital files before I sold the business to add some value to it. I signed as many contracts as were reasonable at that moment. Luckily, iTunes got started before I sold, so I could say, yeah, that's a viable model. Mm-hmm. Some people call it prophetic that I got out when I did, and sometimes I feel like I left it a little bit too quickly.
Well, it seems like the smaller record company, the independents, really probably like many other businesses, the industry tries to squeeze them out.
Well, that's always true. But in the music business, the people who are really creative are very underground and are not to be stopped. And they tend to be very young as well.
Right.
Those folks who are young and going into business are pretty fearless.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's some good points that we'll bring up as we discuss things this morning. So the business you're in now, you started 2 to 3 years ago.
Now, the reason that I started High Performance Advocates is that I realized over the course of time after I caught up on my sleep, I realized that the two things that I had learned over the years is, one, that what made me successful in that business was that I understood that I had to make my clients successful. And making those clients successful, which were traditionally young music label owners, was they're so passionate and knew nothing about business. Mm-hmm. And so I taught them. I taught them what they needed to do to be smart in business. The second thing that I did was I created a high-performing team within my business, and thus the term high-performance advocates. I didn't know until I left that. I thought I was unique in the world, but I'm not, and that there's a whole thinking of high-performance and organizational design, and there's a number of different elements about building high-performing teams and getting people really on the ball and working together towards the same goals. And these are the things that I wanted to bring to other business owners and professionals.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the tips you have this morning, and perhaps we should start with brainstorming, thinking outside the box. Look at the process of creative brainstorming. What is the importance of brainstorming?
Well, this is my pet subject right now. It's one that I'm working with a number of my clients, and maybe I should back up for a minute. I've been doing business coaching in this business high performance advocates, as well as public and private training, but I'm also involved with peer advisory boards, which are small groups of business owners who meet together. So when I'm talking about my pet project, I'm bringing this into those boards. I'm presenting them in a training atmosphere and in a public atmosphere, in front of a lot of associations, that type of thing. So I have done this a number of times. The reason this became a pet project of mine is because ever since Black September, for the last few months, the phrase I hear the most is, I have never seen anything like this before. Mm-hmm. So my brain immediately went, well, if we've really never seen anything like this before, then we have to do things that we have never done before. And if we have to do things that we have never done before, how do we know what those things are? Mm-hmm. So we have to really sit down with ourselves and start to allow ourselves to think of the things that we have never done before. Because the trap is to continue to do the things that we've always done
we've always done them.
And watch how those things aren't working and how we've never seen this before. So that's the trap. How do we get out of the trap?
Right.
So I want to introduce this subject of creative brainstorming because there are rules to creative brainstorming and there are ways that we stop creative brainstorming without even realizing we're doing it. It's very natural. So I want to tell you a story about my daughter. She's in college now, but when she was 6 years old, I walked into my bedroom one day and she had torn apart the whole bedroom, all the bedding and the pillows and everything everywhere. She had brought in about 100 stuffed animals and dolls, and then she went into the kitchen and raided the crackers and the cookies and the cheese, and she filled up all these little pots and tea kettles with water and juice, and she had this distributed all over my bedroom. And when I walked in, I just gasped. I thought, oh my God, what a mess.
Find a psychiatrist.
And I said to her, Iris, which is her name, I said, she was 6 years old. Her little head popped up in the middle of the room. What? I'm like, what kind of a mess are you making here? I don't know, Mom. Well, you clean this up and take it away. Oh, I don't want to, Mom. Well, you got to clean this up and take it away. Go take it into your room. Mm-hmm. So she reluctantly did that. But of course, what happened the next day? Walk into my bedroom, end of the day, same scene. Now I'm starting to get a little red, right? Clean this mess up. And undoubtedly, it had to happen a third time a few days later. I walk in the same disaster in my bedroom. And at that point, my response is, you know, it's not that you're making a mess anymore. It's that you're doing the one thing that I'm asking you not to do. Now, this is not a bad kid. This mm-hmm, was a good right. kid. I couldn't understand at all why she was being naughty and doing this thing I didn't want her to do. And, of course, being a good mom, I went and told all my friends about it. And one friend delivered a book to me, a book I still have. And as I found out, a number of other people have this book. And it was written in the 80s, and it was written by two child psychologists, who I'm not going to remember their names right now, but it was called How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I'll bite. I'll read this book. Now, they had lots of case studies in the book, and one of them got me, and it was this idea of creative brainstorming. Now, I bring up the story of doing creative brainstorming with a six-year-old because they're actually way better at this than mm-hmm. adults are.
They don't have the barriers.
We, somewhere along the line, learned brainstorming. I mean, do you even remember when you learned how to brainstorm? I mean, we learned that you sit down with a group of people, you throw out a lot of ideas, and eventually you're going to find something in there that solves your problem.
Mm-hmm. No idea is bad.
No idea is bad, right. But we really don't stick to the rules of brainstorming. We really don't understand what they are, and that is really to suspend all judgment. Mm-hmm. Any conversation about what goes on that piece of paper is for later. You want to go for a volume of ideas. Nothing too stupid, nothing too long, nothing too weird. If you can stick to those ideas, then you start to realize that in your own brain, you're stopping yourself. You're saying to yourself, well, I'm only going to put the thing on the paper that solves the problem. Or, well, that's just plain too stupid. I'd be completely embarrassed to say something silly like that. And as I do this with different groups of people, I find that when they get to a point where they can't say anything anymore, they've thought of six things and they're stopped. I say, what's going through your brain right now? And they'll say, well, I can't think of anything good enough. It's like, well, the heck with good enough. If you inspect any of the truly innovative companies that you admire over the history of innovation in business and technology, etc., you'll find that they did not edit themselves. They did not worry about whether they looked stupid or not. So you start to hear your inner voice. So sure enough, I sit down with my daughter. We get out a blank piece of paper and a pencil, and I describe the rules. We're going to think of all the different things, you know, to solve this problem of you making a mess in my room. All right? And I'm going to come back to this idea of thinking that the problem is making a mess in my room. And she says, yeah, she's looking at her feet, right? She doesn't even want to give me eye contact at this point. I said, okay, I'll start. I said, you get to do anything you want, anytime you want it, and I never say anything.
That's one idea.
And she says, oh, well, you would never let that happen. I said, yeah, but it's an idea, exactly as you say. I said, now you come up with one. She can't. She's still hemming and hawing and looking at her toes. And I said, well, here's another one. You do exactly what I say without question when I say it every time. And she says, yeah, okay, now I get what the rules of this game are. I said, no, okay. Those are sort of the extremes. But you can put everything that's in the middle and everything that is outside of it. And slowly we get going. And we start talking about, well, let's make a rule that we never have to clean up anything. Well, let's make a rule that we hire somebody who comes around and cleans up after us. Or how about we build a special room where you can just trash it anytime you want and you can play your games in it. And she says, well, can we put that room in a treehouse? I said, we're going to build a whole nother house up in the stars where you get to do anything you want. And the list went on and on and on that way. And finally I said, how about you play the game in your room? And she said, Mom, I don't have any room in my room. And that's when I heard it.
So you switched bedrooms.
That's when I heard it. No, you know what I wrote down on the piece of paper? I wrote down, move Iris's furniture.
Mm, okay.
And she looked at me and she said, can we move my furniture? And it's like, would you like to do it now? And she was already gone.
Yeah.
It was done.
Let's take a break here and we'll be back a lot more with Ruth Schwartz of High Performance Advocates. A lot of great ideas for your business this morning and your personal life as well, as we found out from Ruth already. Back in just a moment here on Talking Things Over.
The staff of the SunSuite Gift Outlet wants to thank everyone who shopped with them throughout the year. And thanks to those who just discovered the SunSuite Gift Outlet at Christmas time. You've made it a great year. The staff wishes you a very happy and prosperous new year. The SunSuite Gift Outlet is now open with their regular hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. If you are new to the area, the SunSuite Gift Outlet invites you in to get acquainted with the staff and sample the products that truly are a taste of the valley and beyond. The SunSuite Gift Outlet has the very best in dried fruits and nuts, confections, and specialty items for the gourmet cook and their gourmet pantry. And the SunSuite Gift Outlet has non-food gift items that are perfect for birthday gifts, housewarmings, and don't forget, SunSuite's French kisses for Valentine's Day. They ship for you year-round. Make it your New Year's resolution to get to know the wonderful products available at the Sunsweet Growers Gift Outlet on Walton, across from Sam's Club in Yuba City.
When we get old, will you take care of me if I can't get around anymore?
Of course. We'll find a way. Are you going to take care of me if I can't see anymore?
I'll read to you every day.
And if one of us gets Alzheimer's disease, what then?
Call 1-800-437-2423 for a free booklet on caring for your loved ones from Alzheimer's Disease Research. 1-800-437-2423.
If you want the inside information on what affects your local community, you're in the right place. It's Talking Things Over on AM 1600 and FM 95.5 KUBA.
Ruth Schwartz, our guest here on Talking Things Over, and we're talking about a lot of really neat things to really help your business, and as Ruth pointed out, your personal life as well, so you can take these things and transform what we're going to discuss to your personal life as well as business life. And let's kind of move it to a business platform and move into business brainstorming.
Well, you get the idea of creative brainstorming.
Right.
If you can allow yourself to not block it, to really let it roll, to reserve all judgment for another time, we insert it into the problem-solving process. And in our culture, what we tend to do is want to get the things done fast.
Mm-hmm.
We need to
click them along. We dictate.
So what happens is we go, well, the problem is that I don't have any cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very common problem for people in business right now, especially in small business. I don't have any cash flow. And in order to get things done quickly, because there's an urgency to this, we skip over the creative brainstorming process. We even skip over the next step, which is to identify the problem. Actually, it's the first step, mm-hmm. is to identify the problem. Well, we know that lack of cash flow is a problem, but is it the problem, or is it a symptom of the problem?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will jump to conclusions. They'll jump all the steps and say, I have no cash, therefore I cut expenses. And of course, we know what employers will say, then we just have to cut payroll. That's it. Boom. Done. And they feel that they have solved the issue. And maybe they have. But if they've only solved a symptom of the problem, they will be solving it over and over and over again without ever reaching a solution.
Or they'll get frustrated and stop brainstorming and stop problem solving.
So slowly, or feeling it completely frustrated all the time that the problems never cease.
Mm-hmm.
That there is no solution. Taking the time to first truly identify the problem. If no cash flow is the problem, is it that you're spending too much money? Is it that you don't have enough revenue? Is it, and let's say for a minute that we say, right, it's not that I'm spending too much money. I have trimmed my budget down as much as I can. The problem really is that I need more revenue. Then, again, we skip over that creative brainstorming process and go right to sell mode. Well, and sometimes what they'll do is, in order to keep the expenses down, you get rid of all your marketing, you get rid of all your advertising, and you just go into sell mode, but you're doing exactly the same things you were doing before, and you're getting exactly the same results you were getting before.
Yeah. Let me ask, in brainstorming, who is in on this brainstorming?
In my opinion, if you want to have a strong business, everybody is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I have business owners look at me and say, you mean the woman who answers the phone? Like, yes, especially the woman who answers the phone. You mean the guy driving the truck? Especially the guy driving the truck.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the part-time bookkeeper? Exactly. Those people know so much about your business. They are so valuable to them. And if you want to keep them valuable employees, then include everybody.
Well, it seems like that really gets people to buy into the business as well, to feel part ownership, not financially, but they feel like they're part of the team. This is team building.
Well,
process.
We can make, you know, we can talk all about how you build teams, but mm-hmm. the more information that you give the people who are on your team and the more input they put into the decision-making process, the stronger your team will be.
Right.
But not to get off on that tangent too much at the moment, but everybody, because believe me, the person answering the phone and the person delivering the product has contact with your customer, and they have a wealth of information for your brainstorming. Mm-hmm. So don't skip it. First, truly identify your problem. If your problem is cash flow, but that's a symptom of the fact that you really don't have enough money coming in, you don't have enough revenue. And what is that is not having enough revenue really a symptom that the way that you're selling isn't working for you, etc. To really drill down to what's the problem we're trying to solve before you apply the creative brainstorming. I have seen it work brilliantly. I was working with an architect. Mm-hmm. He has clients all over California. He's very well known in his community, very well respected. And he has always, like many entrepreneurs, been very successful on kind of dumb luck, doing a good job, being in the right place at the right time. He's never really had to market or do anything to reach out. People just came in his door. Everything was referral. It was a great business until about the middle of last year when everything dried up. And he was frustrated. And we started to try to identify the problems. And we worked on some marketing plans for him to do a lot more personal touch and outreach to his clients. And he got frustrated because things weren't happening quick enough to change his cash flow. Literally sat down with his group of business owners, with his peer advisory board, got out the big paper, as I like to call it, the flip charts mm-hmm. and the Marks-a-Lot pens, and said, together we are going to brainstorm what he can do to bring money into his business. And you know what? The things that he had been doing, the traditional things that architects do, did not appear on the list. Mm-hmm. And he walked away with two full pages filled with ideas for generating income in his business.
Let's take a break here, because this is a perfect point to take the break and then talk about strategic planning. You have all these different ideas. How do you select which ones to implement, and then how do you implement them? And we'll talk about that next with Ruth Schwartz of High Performance Advocates. And we're going to look at the glass as being more than half full this morning in this economy, because there's things you can do today to kind of get out of your funk and stop believing what everybody else is believing about the recession. Sure, there's money problems out there, and they're severe money problems, but there's things you can do to help yourself, and that's what we're all about this morning with Ruth Schwartz, and we'll be back in just a moment right after listening to John Black and the KUBA Community Calendar of Events.
I'm John Black with the KUBA Community Calendar. Despite the lack of local rainfall, the winter snowpack could result in higher water and local flooding in the valley this spring. Our area has an organization that addresses these concerns for animals. The Yuba Sutter Domestic Animal Disaster Assistance offers evacuation services for animals prior to a disaster and shelter for pets until their owners can return home. YSDADA is conducting another introductory class, and community members can learn how to be prepared with their own animals. Class is going to be held Saturday the 17th from 9 till noon at the Three Rivers Chapter of the American Red Cross. Call 674-1190 to register. The Three Rivers Chapter of the American Red Cross offering a pediatric first aid class in Yuba City coming up Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at their offices, 2125 East Onstott Road, Yuba City. For information, call 673-1460. And for information on these and other community events, visit our website, kubaradio.com. With the KUBA Community Calendar, I'm John Black.
Do you want to attend college where you are more than just a number? Where your education is as important to us as it is to you. Where everyone is focused on helping you to succeed. Yuba College is just that place. With Yuba College's small classes, you receive the individual attention that you deserve at a cost that is affordable for both you and your family. Yuba College in Marysville, a smart choice.
Register now at ycc.edu/yuba.
The spring semester begins Tuesday, January 20th.
Other stations have left them behind, but we love them.
I find that absolutely unbelievable.
The classic hits of the 60s and 70s on AM 1600 KUBA. You've found the local program that gives local newsmakers a chance to tell their story. It's Talking Things Over on AM 1600 and FM 95.5 KUBA.
Ruth Schwartz, our guest from High Performance Advocates, will tell you more about her business and how you can get involved towards the end of this hour. And we were talking about brainstorming during the last half hour, and now it's time to put those brainstorm ideas into effect. And your friend, associate, walked out of the meeting with 2 pages full of ideas, and obviously you can't implement 2 pages full of ideas. So let's talk about how you decide to pick which ideas to implement and how you implement those.
Entrepreneurs and small and middle-sized business owners, I'm sure you're going to relate to this if you're listening now. Building a strategy and implementing that strategy are the hardest parts of being in business. And right now, if you've whittled your staff back, you feel extremely time-crunched, I'm assuming. Everybody I know is feeling pretty time-crunched on top of the cash crunch that might be happening to you right now. So it becomes a question about how do I do the things that I even have in my brainstorming list. Implementation is the hardest thing. That's where business coaches are so great, because there's an accountability factor in there, and I believe that those that work like business coaching is acceptable in the corporate world. It has not become acceptable exactly yet in the small and mid business world, but it has a real you really need to consider that accountability factor, because as a small business owner, you don't really have anybody holding you accountable to putting your strategies in place. Mm-hmm. Now, strategic planning seems like so many words, but it is the art of setting your goals, making your plans, and then creating the steps that you take. And I mean the baby steps, mm-hmm. because most entrepreneurs who are cash and time crunched say, yes, I would love to have time to do all of that, but I can't.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, if you have steps A, B, C, D, some people want to jump from step A to step D. They don't want to take the necessary steps to do it the way it needs to be done to get the results they need to get.
Exactly true. Or they make the plan. In fact, I had a great quote. Dwight Eisenhower said, plans, I don't know if I'm going to get this quote exactly right, but it's something like, plans are worthless, but planning is priceless. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between doing the work to set the goals and then creating the steps that you are willing to make, that you can make, that are small enough. For instance, and this has happened on numerous occasions, a client says to me, I need to get more customers. Mm-hmm. Well, where is he going to find his more customers? We brainstorm that he can get more business out of the customers that he has. He decides, I can call my customers, and I can call a couple people that they're going to refer me to. Mm-hmm. A month goes by. I come back and say, great, how many of your customers did you call? And he says, none. I had no time. I don't know when to get this done.
Okay, what's the most important thing you need to do right now, buddy?
So I literally take it down to him to...
Who are you going to call today?
Can you make one phone call? Can you make one phone call? And that person saying, yeah, I could make one phone call. I said, great. Now, if that phone call goes lousy and it's not fun and it doesn't become fruitful, chances are they're not going to want to make another phone call. So I encourage somebody, well, if what the first phone call doesn't go well, then try to make another phone call, but just do the one phone call. Eventually, you're going to hit one phone call that goes well. Somebody's glad to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Yes, in fact, they do need your product and service. However that goes, they set up a meeting with you. Everybody's business is a little different. And that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're feeling good, make the second call.
Now, when you're making these phone calls, though, you have to have, let's not use the word script, but you have to have the right hot buttons in there, the right things that are going to make the person respond, whether it's a special offer, whether you're saying, hey, I know things are tough for you, they're a little tough for me, but let's get together and make things happen, and I've got this great idea.
Absolutely.
You know, you can say, what do we call it, a professional visitor or something? You can be a professional visitor making the phone call. Hey, how you doing today? Oh, things are terrible. The economy's awful. And, you know, I just don't want to talk. But, okay, well, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Well, I think you need, and that's a part of the plan. So what's your first step? Your first step is maybe be prepared to make the call. If you're a retailer and people are coming into you, be prepared with how you're going to benefit them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different, it depends on what industry you're in and how that actually works, but yes, be prepared. In the same way that another employer who's having trouble getting an employee to work up to their expectations, you do the same thing. My plan is to have so many employees working at this level. Well, you have, the first step then is to decide, what's that level mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit down and say, okay, well, first, the first step is to articulate what you want. Well, have you ever told these people what you want? No, never. And I'm speaking to you out there. You know whether you've done it or not.
Right.
And it's very common to say, why aren't these people doing what I want? And then realize, when you're honest with yourself, that you never told them what you want.
Well, you don't tell them what you want. You don't tell them how to do it. And then you don't monitor to
and
see
that things
are happening.
And you don't tell them how they can improve
right.
And how they can make steps.
Exactly.
And how they can progress and how they can develop mm-hmm. within your company. Although we're all looking for that person who's 100% developed in our business
right.
And can kind of make it work without us.
And I think one of the other things is we don't like to tell people twice, but frankly, you have to tell somebody what to do, how to do it, and monitor. And when it's not being done, we go back to step one and counsel them and say, okay, here's what we need to be done. But people don't like to do the monitoring, and they don't like to tell them again. So they think, oh, I can tell them once, and it needs to be done. Then I can just be frustrated about it and vent to other people about how my employees don't do what they're supposed to be doing.
Similarly, and it's not even funny how often that happens, but similarly, the realization that your successful customers make you successful is that your successful employees make you successful.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do to make successful customers? You have to create the benefit for them so they come back over and over and over again. Secondly, what makes a successful business owner? Somebody who turns into a leader rather than a manager of workflow, somebody who realizes that what's going to make them successful is that all the people who work for them are successful.
Mm-hmm.
That is the highest payoff activity that you have. The next time you find yourself micromanaging one of your employees and doing it for them because they are not doing it well is the day that you have ceased being a good employer.
Right. And again, it takes a certain personality. And it takes somebody who really wants to reinvent themselves and how they manage to be able to do this. And that's very difficult, isn't it? Not everybody can do this. I mean, everybody can, but not everybody wants to bad enough.
The adage is, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, sure, some people don't want to hear anything about what I'm saying right now. But the fact is that some people are very open to wanting to know how to be successful. What do I have to do? And the first thing is to do the strategic work of thinking about where do I want to go? It's always with the end in mind. What do I want it to look like at the end? And what are the steps that I'm going to take to get there?
Right.
And how long am I willing to make those steps last?
Mm-hmm.
If I might have a 5-year goal or a 10-year goal, there's lots of people that I'm working with who have very particular retirement goals, and they may be 1 year from retirement or 20 years from retirement, but I am helping them strategize what that looks like for them so that they can actually, and the exercise is, okay, now you're living the life. You're living the life you want, mm-hmm. and not the life that somebody else made up, but the life that you want. And what were the steps that got you there? How'd you do it?
You really have to go through a paradigm shift.
And you have to do the work.
Right.
And there is an investment of time in particular into getting where you want to do, where getting where you want to go, doing what you want to do.
Do you find as a coach that you're also a little bit of a psychologist as well?
Yeah, because we get in our own way. So the only, and I tell people all the time, I'm not a life coach, I'm not your priest, and I'm not a therapist. So
You're a little bit of everything, actually.
So there is a limit to what I can offer. However, when I see people standing in their own way, I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they say, well, I can't do that.
Right.
And that's a part of that creative brainstorming right. process. Well, I can't do that. I don't have enough money for that. I mean, we've never done it that way before. All these things that block the creative process.
Well, there's so
I
many things that don't take any money.
Absolutely.
To do. We call it guerrilla marketing in our business. There's a lot of things that you should be doing in your business that really won't cost anything but your time.
One of my favorite books that I pass around right now is called The Contrarian Effect. I'm not going to think of the author right now. And they wrote a book about how the way that we sell is got to be completely the opposite of anything we ever learned before.
Mm-hmm.
I've been teaching relationship selling, but they just took me one step further in it. And it's all about building relationships with people. And it's really... the other stuff adds to it.
Yeah. Let's take another break. When we come back, let's talk about your peer advisory board.
Please, yeah.
And I think that's going to be something that, and again, we'll talk about what you're doing, and I think people can, in some ways, create their own, you know, just whether it's a little brainstorming group of people at a coffee clatch. It's really important to share ideas. And we'll do that in just a moment with our guest, Ruth Schwartz of High Performance Advocates. And we're on Talking Things Over on AM 1600 and FM 95.5 KUBA.
You said you were taking me out for a steak dinner.
This is steak.
From Carl's Jr.
Yeah, it's a sirloin steak sandwich. Aren't they awesome? Did you see the onion rings on it?
Did you see the heels that I put on? Mm-hmm. I thought we were going out to a fancy restaurant.
Well, sure. I could take you to an expensive steakhouse, but you know what that would say about a relationship?
It's good.
No. It would say that we don't have confidence in our feelings for each other.
Oh, Mike.
Because if I still need to impress you, clearly things are a little shaky.
Hmm.
But if we trust each other, that shouldn't be necessary.
Wow, honey, that's really deep.
Well, thank you.
I hope you don't think I'm stupid enough to buy it.
It was worth a shot, right?
Right.
You want to pass me over my soda?
Here you go.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Juicy sirloin steak and crispy onion rings on a toasted steak roll. The Charbroiled Steak Sandwich. It's how guys do fancy. New at Carl's Jr. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Visit your local Carl's Jr. in Yuba City on Bridge Street at the corner of Highway 99 and in Marysville at the corner of 9th and E Streets.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Determination. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
There's a lot more to news than just the soundbite. That's why you're listening to Talking Things Over on AM 1600 and FM 95.5 KUBA.
Our guest is Ruth Schwartz, and Ruth has some great ideas. I hope you've been making note of these ideas during the hour. These are things you can do today to change the way you think about your business. And really, this can apply to business owners, managers, and employees. Everybody should be part of making their business a success. And certainly if you're trying to keep your job, these are some great ideas as well to help whatever organization you're part of. But Ruth, let's talk about people getting together. And we have a couple of coffee clatches I know about in our area that get together on a daily basis, basically. They meet in the same place and they talk about business things in a more casual way. But you have something a little more organized to offer, and why don't you tell us about that?
I am working with an international franchise called the Alternative Board, which honestly is one of a few different organizations that offer this type of a program. But I chose the Alternative Board for a number of different reasons. That said, I want to tell you what peer advisory and the Alternative Board are about and why I think it's the most incredible, powerful way to move yourself ahead in your business. One is that these are small groups of diverse business owners, non-competitors, who come together as a small group of 5 to 8 people on a monthly basis. I facilitate those groups. I am trained to facilitate those groups. The first hour of a 4-hour meeting is to bring a piece of business education that's relevant to that group of people. Mm-hmm. So I get to know everybody in that group pretty well, and I get to know. So, for instance, over the last year with one particular group in Grass Valley, they were very keen on learning about marketing. Most of them had been in business for, I think the shortest amount of time was 17 years up to 30 years, and they had never had to market their businesses before. Work had just come to them. So they were very keen on spending some time talking about creative marketing, mm-hmm. and I ended up finding some really great people in the community to talk about creative marketing and to bring in some really great search engine optimization information and what to do online. And I'd like to, you know, in other words, if it's not something that I know, I go out in the community and I find people who know what they need to know. Mm-hmm. They needed to know what to do with their website. So the rest of their meeting is really they come prepared with a question or a topic that they want to talk about with another group of business owners. It's a facilitated process. So everybody, you know, I keep it friendly and keep people to their time limits. And really interesting things come out of those meetings. And everybody walks away sort of saying, I really learned something today.
Now, you meet once a month, and are you looking to set up a group in the Yuba City, Marysville area?
I am. I want to also say that that's one piece of the program mm-hmm. that people get to sign up for. The other is that you do get the one-on-one coaching with me at a separate meeting, 60 to 90 minutes of coaching, and that's where the strategic work happens. That's where you have an opportunity to set aside the time and work with a coach on setting your goals, making your steps, and having somebody hold you accountable to the limit that you want to be held accountable. If you don't want to be accountable, I will help people in any way that they want to be helped.
You have a group of 8 to 10 people. Is that generally the group size you like to keep?
I keep them a little smaller, 5 to 8.
5 to 8. How do you get people to open up? Because a lot of times they've never talked to other people about their private business.
It's amazing how quickly people bond. I have been running 2 groups so far. My experience with them is that within the first 2 meetings, they are so bonded that everything is on the table. Mm-hmm. And there's non-disclosure agreements going into these groups so that they know that what's in the group stays in the group. But I'm amazed how quickly people bond and get along and start to count on each other. In fact, even as times have gotten a little bit tougher and cash flow has gotten a little bit tighter, my members, some of them had to quit, but others of them have hung on to this by hook or by crook mm-hmm. because it brings so much power back into their lives and they feel much more in control. And
have you found people changing, you know, taking that paradigm shift, changing the way they do things, changing the way they think about things? Have
Absolutely.
You seen people really get out of their shell and think creatively and
Absolutely.
Implement those ideas?
Yes. Yes, because they're getting what I call the perfect trifecta. They're getting business education, which conquers the I don't know what I don't know dilemma. They get the think tank, support group, mm-hmm. accountability of a small group of individuals who want to listen to what they have to say about business, because believe me, most of us make decisions by talking it over with our loved ones, our accountants and lawyers, which is great, but they're kind of vested a little bit in the choices and decisions that we make. Mm-hmm. And so we often just toss and turn on the decisions that we have to make. And here's a group of people who are not vested in what you're doing but care about you and are in business and are willing to talk for hours about it.
And you look for 5 to 8 people that are not in the same business categories. They're not competitors in any way.
And not key vendors and not key customers, right, so that people can feel that they can open up. Now, I have some people who actually buy products from each other, but they're not key.
Right.
If one person is unable to, you know, is having a cash flow issue, they can say that out loud. They don't have to worry about somebody being a key vendor of theirs.
Yeah. I want to tell people to get the paper and pencil ready because we're going to give you the information on where you can find out more about High Performance Advocates and the Alternative Board. She has a couple of informational events that are at no cost coming up, and we'll give you information on those here in just a couple of moments. Wanted to ask you a couple of other interesting questions. In building a business, what is the number one thing in this economy that people need to do?
Without throwing the E word around, I'm going to give you an answer that I believe is true in any economy. Sorry, there's the E word. We have to think of a new word. Focus. It's all about focus. It's been true of every business ever developed at any time.
Keeping your eye on the ball.
You have to be focused on the high payoff activities,
exactly,
and not on the stupid little details.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to keep those dumb little details till later, and you do have to attend to them, but there are three areas that you have to focus on. Making sure you have cash flow. In other words, don't spend all your money. Keep your cash flowing. 2, get and keep customers. And 3, deliver your product well.
Yeah. You talk about getting and keeping customers. That's so vitally important. It's so much easier to develop your current customers and to find out what their needs are and provide solutions for those needs than it is to get a new customer.
It's true.
And yet a lot of people don't even know who their customers are, where they live, what they need, and customers just kind of come and go.
Well, measurement all the way across your business is key. And it's true for your customers. You need to know exactly everything about your customers, everything about your own sales cycle, everything about how you put and keep people in your pipeline. All of these things have to be measured so that you're really intelligent about the decisions that you make and how you solve your problems. Secondly, it's the same for running the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely the same with what your employees are doing and how you're managing the workflow and the delivery of your product or service. If you don't understand and measure every aspect, and especially the key aspects of what you're doing, then you might be sunk. But
exactly,
if you're not doing those, if you're not delivering product well, in other words, you're missing deadlines, if you're overwhelmed with business and you're not delivering well, then you have to focus on delivering well. Delivering well is a requirement, mm-hmm, of your customers now because we are not geographically limited anymore. There's a lot of competition. People can go anywhere they want. And you all know it's true. So you have to deliver well. It's a requirement for being in business. So if you're not delivering well, then that's a key activity that you have to focus on. If you don't have enough business, then guess what? You have to get and keep customers.
Right. Let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll give you the information you need to know about how to attend this free informational event. And we'll do that in just a moment with Ruth Schwartz here on KUBA.
Well, if it isn't the boys from marketing, what can I do for you?
Well, as head accountant for Thunder Valley Casino, we need your permission for a little extra money to help promote our big expansion.
Okay, how much?
Oh, say $2 million. Ooh, he passed out. But pretty sure his head bounced in the affirmative direction.
Definitely. I'd take that as a yes.
And $2 million it is. Announcing Thunder Valley Casino's Playcation, the $2 million premier cash and free play giveaway. Yes, we're expanding, and so are your chances of winning. 45 big winners and a $10,000 grand prize winner every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday night at 8. And here's the best part. Because the drawings are so frequent with new entries each time, your chances to win are better than ever. It's Playcation, the $2 million premier cash and free play giveaway every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday night. And your chances of winning are expanderific. The Rush. more often, period. Thunder Valley Casino.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
If you want the inside information on what affects your local community, you're in the right place. It's Talking Things Over on AM 1600 and FM 95.5, KUBA.
And Ruth, we were just talking during the break. You know, this particular time in our lives is a great time to reinvent ourselves and reinvent our businesses. I mean, there's a golden opportunity. There's a silver lining to what's going on with the economy right now.
It's painful, there's no doubt about it, but I like to look, being the eternal optimist, as it's a skin-shedding time, mm-hmm. and it's not just in business. It's certainly going to have its sociological fix, but there's going to be a little leveling out here.
Yeah, and one of the things we were talking about before you went on is people are still doing business out there. You just have to find out how you can get more than your fair share of what's going on out there, because people are still buying products in your category. But if you have to depend on them to come to your door, then that's not going to work if you don't attract them in some way.
You've got to be creative. You've got to use all the tools you have, and you really have to think through what is bringing benefit to your customer.
Have about a minute left. You have a couple of no-cost informational events coming up, and let's talk about those real quick.
On Wednesday, January 28th, I'll have a lunch at Hampton Inn on Sunsuite Boulevard in Yuba City. That's free. It starts at 11:30. You do have to let me know you're coming so I get the food for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll spend about 90 minutes telling you everything you would ever want to know about the alternative board. And if you're at all curious to come by and check it out, of course, there's no obligation, and I won't ask you to sign up on the spot or anything like that, but it's just a chance.
You won't follow them back to their business.
Only if they ask me to. It's a chance to find out about it. I'm going to do breakfast on Thursday, January 29th, so that's Tuesday for lunch at 11:30 and Thursday for breakfast at 7:30, both
Wednesday.
At the Hampton Inn and Suites.
Wednesday the 28th and Thursday the 29th.
Excuse me, you're right. It's Wednesday and Thursday.
And if you'd like more information, give her a call at 288-0180, 288-0180.
And if I have enough, second?
Two seconds left.
HighPerformanceAdvocates.com if you need any more information.
The station more Yuba Center residents depend on for late-breaking news and information. AM 1600, FM 95.5, KUBA, Yuba City, Marysville.